Imagine training oysters like Olympic athletes. That's exactly what scientists are doing right now in Washington state, preparing these tiny mollusks for the marine equivalent of a climate change marathon.
That's such a fascinating way to look at it. And we're talking about a pretty sophisticated training program here, with specialized equipment and carefully controlled conditions.
You know what's really interesting about this research? They're working with these specially selected oyster families from the USDA POGS program, and they've set up what amounts to a high-tech oyster gym at the Manchester NOAA station.
So how exactly does one train an oyster for climate change? I mean, they're not exactly doing laps around the tank.
Well, it's all about controlled exposure. They've got these massive 200-liter tanks where they're essentially giving the oysters a daily hot yoga session, raising the temperature to 25 degrees Celsius for about 6 hours each night, then letting them recover at normal temperatures during the day.
And they're doing this with some pretty sophisticated equipment, right?
Exactly. We're talking about digital timers, specialized heliothermostat controllers, and these powerful 800-watt titanium heaters. They've even got temperature probes in each tank sending data every 10 minutes. It's like a NASA control room, but for oysters.
Well, that's quite impressive. But what makes this experiment particularly unique is how they're handling the different oyster families, isn't it?
Oh, you know what's fascinating about that? They've got 10 distinct families, with anywhere from 40 to 150 oysters in each family. And here's the clever part. They've divided each family equally among all four tanks to eliminate any potential genetic biases in their results.
The level of detail in their monitoring system is pretty remarkable too. They're not just tracking temperature, are they?
Not at all. They've got this incredibly precise feeding system delivering exactly 55 milliliters of specially filtered UV-treated seawater every 15 seconds. Plus, they're using this special diatom mix as food, delivered through these sophisticated peristaltic pumps. It's like a five-star restaurant for oysters.
And this is all happening alongside their work at Point Whitney, which seems to be taking a different approach?
Right! Point Whitney is like the oyster nursery to Manchester's training camp. They're maintaining different groups in lagoon docks, indoor upwellers, and trays. And get this, they're taking regular photos to track growth rates, almost like a marine version of baby pictures.
The whole project really shows how science is evolving to address climate change challenges, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. Instead of just documenting the problems, these researchers are actively working on solutions. And what's really exciting is that if this works, it could help us protect not just farmed oysters, but potentially wild populations too.
Looking ahead, what do you think will be the most important outcomes from this research?
Well, the real test will come when they move these oysters out to the Manchester docks in mid-June. They'll be monitoring survival rates and growth through September, and that data could tell us whether this kind of environmental training actually helps oysters adapt to warmer waters.
So in a way, this could be a blueprint for helping other marine species adapt to climate change too?
Absolutely right. And you know what's really powerful about this approach? It combines cutting-edge technology with traditional aquaculture knowledge. It's like they're bridging the gap between the lab and the ocean.
The implications for coastal communities could be significant too, considering how important oysters are for both the economy and the environment.
That's such a crucial point. These little creatures filter huge amounts of water, create habitats for other species, and protect shorelines from erosion. If we can help them adapt to warmer waters, we're not just saving oysters, we're helping preserve entire coastal ecosystems.
Looking at the early results from their temperature monitoring, things seem to be working exactly as planned.
You know what's really encouraging about those results? The temperature control system is performing like a perfectly choreographed dance, heating up to exactly 25 degrees Celsius during those nighttime exposure periods, and then cooling back down right on schedule. It's showing us that we can create these very precise environmental conditions, even in a marine setting.
Well, it sounds like we'll be hearing more about this research in the coming months.
Indeed. And whatever the results, this project is already teaching us valuable lessons about how we might help marine life adapt to our changing climate. It's like we're writing a survival guide for ocean creatures, one carefully controlled experiment at a time.